B-Pod Studios.
You think Roy's face is his best feature? Roy's personality is his best feature. It's the Rap Party Podcast, everybody, with Manny, Roy, and Loren. And
I didn't get the Hornets logo.
We just got done taking this really cool photo shoot for the Hornets, March 5th.
Whatever that Thursday is.
Okay, let me look.
I think it's the 5th.
I think so, too.
I think it's the 5th, too, but you're right. My dates aren't my thing. Correct dates aren't my thing. let's see.
As long as you're there on the right night.
It is. It's March 5th. Yep. March
7
March 5th, 7 p.m.
The
Hornets are playing the Nuggets, and it's Pride Night at the Spectrum Center. And so the Hornets are going to have these shirts that we got to wear right now in advance for the love of the game in Pride colors, which is the rainbow.
Is it? Go ahead.
I'm just looking at my photo of my selfie I just took, and I can't tell if I'm just so pale and white, my teeth are not as white, or if my teeth are that yellow.
Let me see. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they're that yellow.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. I am constantly.
What does that
mean? I brush my teeth at least twice a day. I sometimes try to get a midday thing in. I do the Crest whitening strips. It ain't working.
I used to do the Crest whitening strips.
You know what
Amanda
I think it is?
Amanda just got a bunch at Costco.
Well, they just did a big deal because I got some, too.
Okay. Oh, maybe
I
should go.
You know what I think it is? I think it's my Invisalign retainer is stained.
Oh, are your Invisalign retainers in right now?
No, right now. No, but I think maybe because I wear them at night.
Do you brush your Invisalign retainers?
Yeah, but I mean, I think maybe just over the years.
They have.
I like that Roy's dog wears them when he's not around and stains them.
They on Amazon, you can buy the brighteners for them to clean them, and you just leave them in the the solution overnight.
Buddy.
I might have some. I'll look for you.
It's so funny that you're talking about this because I have a 1 o'clock appointment today, teeth cleaning.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, my guy who I go to does free whitening for life. I haven't taken advantage of that yet.
Oh, okay.
I need to.
Yeah.
He even does that at-home kit.
Is he going to sandblast you?
What do you mean sandblast? You know, did I ever tell you? Have I ever talked about my whitening story?
I feel like you have.
Yeah, so at my last radio station, they were putting all of us, like, I think maybe on the side of the bus or something like that. It was a big thing. And they wanted everyone to have white teeth and look good and tan and whatever. And so they sent me this guy to go get my teeth whitened. I didn't realize it's a painful process. At least to me it is.
You have sensitive teeth.
I have very sensitive teeth. It's four rounds of these laser things they do to your mouth. I got to round three, and I started puking.
Oh.
I puked everywhere.
That's aggressive.
It is very aggressive. Well, because they shove this whole thing in your mouth when they do it, too. And it just started as, the gag reflex, and then it wasn't going away, and then I just puked all over the room. And then, it happens, and everyone stops the machine and steps back. And then I go, do you want me to clean up? And they go, just leave. It's fine.
Yeah.
Just leave.
I remember you saying that.
And I never went back there again.
You don't know if they told you just to leave because you were disgusting or it's like happened before. And they're like, no, we've got it.
They were probably irritated. Like, no, you've done enough. Like, you'll puke again if you get around the puke.
I think it's a mixture of that versus they probably don't want patients cleaning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They probably don't want the patient in there with the bucket.
Just leave. Not we've got it.
Just leave. And I never saw them ever again.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, we took these pictures and we'll post them up at the MRL show. But if you live in the Charlotte area or in the Carolinas and you want to make it out, we're going to be out there on March 5th hosting Pride Night. The shirts say for the love of the game. And, you know, the Checkers just did their Pride Night. It's pretty cool. It's going around. And I think it's a big step for sports to accept,
people.
Well, people of all forms, not just, you know, gay, transgender, bisexual. In typically manly man sports like hockey and football, you know, and basketball for that matter, it's nice to see inclusion is important,
mm-hmm.
and it should be. And I think with things like this, where they do nights like this. It's going to help athletes become more comfortable coming out. And, why wouldn't you want to be the face of the team if, you know, your team is celebrating?
There's a lot of NFL players that are in the closet and they mm-hmm. won't come out.
I would assume that there's probably a lot of people in the closet in all sports,
yeah.
including, you know, women. I remember when I was competing in pageants, it was so hush-hush if you were a lesbian and you were competing because you were in the same dressing rooms as the straight ladies, and
God forbid.
Yeah, God forbid. And now it's great to see people, not only lesbians coming out in the pageant world, but transgender women. Like, now it is truly becoming inclusive.
It is. It's like, for some other reason, people think that, like, gay people immediately want to have sex with you if they see you shirtless.
Right, don't flatter yourself.
I think that's what Lindsey Graham in South Carolina thinks.
Yeah, it's like, dude, assure you, Lindsey, keep your shirt on, okay? Like, nobody wants you.
1 minute, you're going to have a gay guy playing the sport. Next minute, he's going to be in the locker room humping you.
Yeah, he's going to be making out with you.
Yeah, if I'm lucky, maybe I'll get some attention turned on me, Lindsey. I don't freaking know.
Wait. Who's that?
Lindsey Graham's a senator who's very Southern and Republican.
He's all in on Trump right now.
Oh, it's
too.
A dude?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, doesn't What's-Her-Face play him?
Oh, yeah. What's her name? Kate?
Kate McKinnon,
yeah, Kate
on
McKinnon.
SNL. She plays him sometimes. but, yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, some gay basketball players have come out and it was, like, not a big deal at all. Like, nobody made a big deal about it.
Right.
But you got to be, I mean, you guys know, you have to be comfortable with it yourself. Roy and Loren, you guys know this. That's got to be the number one thing. Like, once you're true to yourself, right, then you worry about what everybody else thinks.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as we start breaking down these, like, stereotypes and these assumptions of, like Roy said, like, oh, if you're gay, you automatically, if you're a gay woman, you automatically want to look at every girl. Like, that was the thing. Like, I came out in high school, and so that lot, for men, I think it's harder because that locker room conversation. And then for girls, I think it's a little bit harder of being uncomfortable because, like, there were times in the locker room where, like, people would on purpose go around the corner because they didn't want me to see them in their bra.
Really?
And it's like, dude, I don't care.
I have to, like, remind myself that I'm not in a locker room sometimes. Like, I'm not gonna lie. We just got finished with a photo shoot, just in general in life. But we just got done with the photo shoot, and we're in, like, Hornets t-shirts and black pants, and I want to change back into my regular clothes. I almost changed in front of y'all.
When maybe...
In front of Nicole? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Not for her. She's
God forbid.
Gay. She may start humping your leg.
If I ever get abs one day, I probably will do that. Like, Manny just took his shirt off in here and changed from his, like, shirt that he had on before.
He doesn't have abs.
I know, but he's very comfortable.
I honestly, I didn't even think twice about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know?
It came off so fast. Whereas, like, Roy, Lauren, and myself all went to, like, a bathroom stall.
But I almost just did that now to change back into my regular clothes. Yeah. I almost just took it all off.
Yeah. And then I mentioned on the air, like, right before we got off that my wife and I wanted Nicole for a threesome. And then somebody texted and goes, oh, or emailed or DM'd us and said, oh, my God, Manny, I can't believe you just said that. What's wrong with you? I was like, first of all, I'm joking. Second of all, there's no way Nicole would do it. Right, Nicole?
That is the correct answer.
But anyway, Pride Night, yes, awesome.
So when does these shirts go on sale?
That night.
The March 6th?
5th. And last year, Manny and I went to the game, and some other people had on last year's Pride shirt, and it sold out, like, by halftime.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And proceeds to the shirt, by the way, 5% of the shirt goes to the LGBTQ community here.
It Great. Does. I don't know if it's, I can't remember what organization it is, but I want to say it's for the kids.
Good. Like,
yeah.
Like a timed out youth type of thing?
I think so.
You got a paper on it, Manny?
I haven't printed you a one sheet, so you wouldn't have it.
I'm sure it's in an email. We just half-ass read our emails.
Okay. So, anyway, everybody all set for Valentine's Day tomorrow?
Yeah.
I know, Roy, we talked about you on the air. Nicole, what are you doing with your girlfriend roommate?
I'm going...
Can we call her a girlfriend? Is that okay?
I mean...
Friend. I don't know.
Like, roommate. You can just call her Kylie.
Okay.
Okay.
Y'all...
It's not your partner.
We're not official, no.
Okay. So, yeah, it's just your friend.
So, what does somebody in your shoes do on Valentine's Day?
So, I don't... I mean, I'm making it really easy on myself because I'm going to see my mom. And I'm spending Valentine's Day with my mom. Just because that's something... After my grandfather passed away, I would always go to see my grandma for Valentine's Day and, like, get her a heart-shaped pizza and, like, roses and stuff. So I'm just going to continue that with my mom. But I don't know. I'm doing something small for Kylie. And when I told her I was doing something small, she was very shocked. She was like,
shocked that you were doing anything?
Yeah, or shocked that I was doing anything. She was like, wait.
Because she's yo-yoed. Like, she's like, are we something? Are we nothing? Right. What's going on here?
This is true. But you know what? Like, it's so unconventional. There's no explanation to it other than, like, right now for where I'm at in my life and for what I need, I'm not lying. I'm not hiding anything. I'm very honest, and I'm not keeping her in the dark on anything.
So if she said, don't get me anything, you wouldn't stomp away mad. You'd be like, okay, I like our communication.
Yeah. I mean, she's probably not going to get me anything.
I don't think I'm getting anything for Valentine's Day. I had already gotten Dallas something.
You got enough. You got a Peloton.
Yeah,
you got New York. You got Barcelona.
Listen, I'm not
you
mad
got
about
a bun
it.
In the oven. What else do you want?
Yeah, I'm not mad about it. I had already gotten him something and like had planned Valentine's Day a little bit. And then, you know, Wednesday I get the text message while he's gone. He's like, hey, we're not doing anything for Valentine's Day. Just FYI. And I'm like,
yeah, but didn't he lead you to believe that for Christmas too?
Yeah, but then he brought up Christmas, and he's like, I know we said at Christmas we weren't doing anything either, and then a Peloton showed up and a big green egg showed up.
Can I make a guess? I think I know what he's going to do for you.
I honestly don't think he's going to do anything.
I think he's going to order those little crabby things you like.
I was going to order those for him, though, because that's his favorite.
Y'all going to get a whole big shipment of it. It's going to be nonstop.
We both order dinner. I don't know.
You both order the same thing?
Yeah.
That would be so funny. And then obviously...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Elaine is going to have cash do something for you, which is cute. That's what I'm looking forward to this year. Like, nothing about this year's Valentine's, even though it's on Friday night, even though I haven't seen my wife in three weeks, and I just did a blog about being a single dad for 3 weeks, how hard it was. Like, I am really looking forward to, like, just making tacos at home and, you know, eating some chocolate. I'm going to stop and get some SAS cup. Is it SAS cupcakes? How do you pronounce it? Yeah, SAS cupcakes.
Oh, I'm going to go to Nothing Bun Cakes because they got really good cupcakes.
Ooh, those are so good.
Yeah, those are good too. Yeah,
Sprinkles cupcakes are the best.
And like, I just want to make it a family thing on Friday night. We'll sit down, we'll watch Dateline, you know, find out what's going on with Lori Vallow.
I do want to do that, and I don't think Dallas is going to be happy about it.
Does anybody in here have any certain Valentine's Day sex traditions?
Anal is usually our thing on Valentine's Day, but again, I think we're doing...
You're kidding, or are you telling the truth?
No, I'm joking.
Do you want to know what I did?
There's one person in our relationship that does anal, and it ain't my wife, okay?
Oh, my God.
Did I just say that out loud?
That's funny.
Oh, my God.
What do you do?
Well, last year, this was, like, really cool just because...
I could see you role-playing.
Like Lauren and I, my ex and I, we never had, like, a very adventurous, like... sex life.
Yeah.
So it was like really cool.
You guys could have fooled me.
To have, no, we didn't at all, which is like half the reason why we broke up.
Huh.
But last year, this weekend was All-Star weekend. So here at the station, one of our sister stations threw a party at Queen Park Social, like to kickstart All-Star weekend.
Don't tell us you had sex at Queen Park Social.
No, we eat there. No. So Kylie and I...
I mean, she has, but not that weekend.
Tell the story.
Public sex is your thing.
Kylie and I went to dinner at like a fancy uptown restaurant, and we go to Queen Park for like a couple drinks. Now, she ended up being like really sick and trying to hide it because it was like one of our like first dates. So she was like excusing herself to go to the bathroom at the restaurant. And I was like, yo, like, what's wrong with her? And she'd come back. Everything was fine. And I was like encouraging her because we did like the wine pairing. I was like, why aren't you drinking your wine? You know, I was like all types of confused. Homegirl was kept going to the bathroom to throw up because she had caught like a stomach bug like at 4 o'clock that day. And we had 6 o'clock reservations.
What a trooper.
Yeah. So then we go to I'm like thinking after dinner, I was like, OK, well, I'm going to be lame in her eyes if I just want to like go home. So I was like, we'll go to this party and have a couple drinks and it'll be fun. And meanwhile, she's having to excuse herself at Queen Park Social to like keep throwing up. But I keep ordering like drinks and shots. And
oh, was she doing the shots too?
Yeah.
Oh,
what a trooper.
And then all of a sudden, to like, I guess, get my attention, she goes to the bathroom, comes back, and like puts her underwear on my lap. And I was like, okay, let's go.
Wow.
That's how she told you she wanted to go have sex.
Roy, you gonna try
what
that?
What if she puked on you during sex?
To be honest, she didn't tell me this. No. She told me, or she didn't actually tell me, like about 2 months later, we were hanging out with like her friends, and her friend was like, oh my God, I can't believe you made it through Valentine's Day. And I was like, what the hell does that mean? And then she told me how sick she was, and I felt so bad. I felt so bad.
That's funny.
That is funny.
What?
Nothing. Somebody sent me a DM of themselves taking a hit of weed, and it's so weird.
Okay.
It's hashtag stoner babes.
And they just sent you that to you, huh?
Well, I mean, I think it's a spam thing.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Thanks for sharing.
Remember when you two got spammed by the redhead?
Yeah.
We were talking about the other guy, terror.
So I got a text message sent to me that said, hey, Steve, it's somebody from the Union County Voting Commission. We see that you don't typically vote in primary elections. Can we count on you to vote? And I said, last time I tried to vote, it turned out to be a whole thing. Am I even registered? And the response I got back was, great. We can't wait to see you. Thanks for helping out.
Yeah, stupid robot.
Stupid robot, dude. By the way, the whole voting thing is way too complicated. It's like if you move from county to county, it's a whole shit show. It's like, you might as well put me on a cruise ship and leave me out in the ocean with the rest of the corona patients. I feel that.
What do you have to do?
You just have to like bring two forms of ID, and you have to because
it's already we're within the same county, and it's already complicating for us.
Just your address?
Just my address.
I know. Yeah. Imagine moving from Meck to Union County with an address change.
We did the voter card, changed the address. But then the DMV automatically sends the address over to them, but the DMV messed up our address. So then we have to go change the address again, but you can't do the voter card thing twice. No, no, no.
Yeah, that's
interesting. That's a weird rule.
That's interesting, because when the District 9 voting thing was happening in my county, I went to vote, and I said when I got my new driver's license address, when I moved, it also said change my voting information. I clicked on that, and the guy goes, yeah, DM, you can't count on DMV to do that. Well, then who can I count on to do it? Like, you can't count on the DMV.
Yeah, so we have to, like, go in person somewhere to do it.
I'm voting twice now.
With two different addresses?
Two different addresses.
I think both of them will get thrown out if you do that. I'm trying to vote early, though, because I'll be out of the country for voting.
No, for the primary?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Where are you going?
Barcelona.
Yeah? We're still doing that, huh?
Still doing it.
Even though you're beat up, tired. When is that?
In a couple weeks.
Are you going to be able to relax in Barcelona, or is it going to be like very touristy adventure-wise?
I have like three things that I really want to do, but we're there for 5 days, so I mean.
And the three things are take 16 hours each?
No. No, I do plan on relaxing a little bit.
You better.
Yeah.
You going like Wednesday through Sunday, something like that?
Sunday through Friday.
I want a spa day so bad to go relax. But last time I went to the place that you like to go to, it was too packed. Yeah.
Oh.
Tupac?
I want to go.
It was too packed. Like, they couldn't get into the
really?
Hot tub. The pool was a mess.
I can't see you liking a spa thing.
Than the alternative.
I like to just, like, chill. I've never been to a spa, so I don't know.
Do you ever do a bubble bath?
No.
Start there.
What's that? Don't kids do that?
I mean, you put the bubbles in the tub. You put some candles out. You listen to some jazz.
Isn't that like kids shampoo?
No,
you put kids shampoo in water.
You can get like bath bombs.
Yeah.
You know, we have a nice bath in our house specifically for relaxing baths.
See, I knew you don't do bubble baths. That's why I thought
gay.
It was weird that you said that. Yes, that's so gay, Nicole says.
It's so gay. I wish I could fit in my bathtub to do a bubble bath.
Buddy, a garden tub.
I had a garden tub.
Oh.
It was weird. It's wide up at the top, skinny at the bottom, so I'd get stuck halfway down.
It's like our office.
I fit in, but then I got stuck.
Our office is a weird triangle shape, and there's one corner that nobody can get in.
Yeah.
By the way, I put it on the show sheet. I found out from our engineer, Brad Humphreys, the real reason why we got moved to that office.
Probably because we're too loud.
Complained?
Katie complained.
There's some truth to that.
But she told me that.
And we're never back there.
Yeah, well, it's not our fault. It the interns sometimes leave the box on, our box on where it plays our radio station.
Someone at the radio station complained because they heard a radio station?
Yes. Yes.
How idiotic is that?
Yeah, I don't think, and I got to be honest with you, Roy, I'm with you here. I've worked in radio. I've told you guys this. 1996 was my first internship with Howard Stern, MTV, Z100, radio station after radio station. And everybody at the station loved the fact that it was a radio station. Mm-hmm. And everybody loved the people that worked in the studio, mm-hmm. wanted to be like them. Or
no, we employ people who hate radio.
From what I understand, our whole corporate office back there, that includes like a bunch of bloggers and digital people, they could give a shit less that there's a radio station
here. They're streaming on Spotify.
But I don't know how much they hate us versus how much people just gossip, because there's a couple fellas that like to talk to me. They're really nice to me.
Say.
No, not like that. I knew you were going to take it there.
Couple fellas. But, you know, it's just interesting. It's like everybody, like, put up with the nonsense, you know. It was just crazy. Like, I worked at a radio station. If you're from New York, then you know, like, Greg T., Elvis Duran, all those guys. Can you imagine the shenanigans in the hallway after the show?
People loved that. Yeah. Like, that was, you know.
Dude, they would go and buy a cake, call the person out of the office, and he would walk into the cake and they would all run away laughing. And that was like on a Tuesday at 10.
And nobody would nobody tried to clean it up.
Yeah, I mean, like, they would clean it up, but it would be shenanigans, you know, and everybody accepted it.
Yeah,
and I was like, I've
got
to work in this industry.
Yeah.
You know.
You know what I've always wanted to do? It's a prank, but I've wanted to put, like, what's that clear stuff?
Saran wrap
in a hallway and just have and like say like run or something. And
you're
have,
supposed to do that over a toilet bowl.
And have have people just run into it.
I will say my last radio station was kind of the way you described. Like, I remember one time on Halloween, people would do a bunch of crap all the time. But then when we had our sexual harassment claim, the mood changed pretty quick.
Funny.
Then it turned into like just a regular office.
Yeah. And
then it was boring. I hated it. I was miserable.
Yeah, I remember there was a meeting at
By the way, not to say that you should be sexually harassing people.
No.
I'm just saying
people had
shenanigans stopped. Not that, I certainly think the sexual harassing stopped.
I like Roy trying to back himself out of the corner.
I know,
because
I realized that sounded
in.
Bad. That sounded really bad. The sexual harassment should have stopped, but the fun stuff shouldn't have stopped.
And sexual harassment isn't necessarily fun.
No,
right.
But if everybody,
not for everyone.
If everybody, no. I know what you're saying. Believe it or not, Roy, I'm following you.
Of course you are.
Thank you.
Because if like we have fun in here, because nobody in here takes anybody too serious. And we've talked about this before, that if any one of us crossed the line, we would have no problem putting each other in place. And that's kind of how the radio station is. Like, when you walked into these radio stations back in the day, you knew that from the receptionist to the salesperson, to the engineer, to the on-air people, you had to have a sense of humor to work there, and you have to suspend some bit of reality.
But in this room, we have a relationship that is not across the board anymore.
But it
you know
used
what I mean?
To be. I'm telling you, at Howard, when I interned there back in the 90s, it used to be. It was like the salespeople would die laughing that two naked girls were racing around the radio station.
Right.
You know, for a $5,000 gift card.
But yeah.
And that's what it was. But you know what? That job's not for everybody. And I don't mean just on air. I mean, like, the accountants that work there had to have a certain personality. There's no doubt about it. And I think those days are gone now.
I love that we got complained on for playing a radio when we work at a radio station.
I know. It's irritating.
Which you know? I'm happy. I'm glad we're in a soundproof room.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
That's a Rap Party podcast, everybody. We gave you 23 fun minutes. Don't forget, Trash Your Ex. If you're in the Charlotte area tomorrow, we will have a garbage truck in the parking lot for 2 hours from 7 to 9. Thanks to Greg and Active Waste for hooking up the garbage truck. You could come and bring your ex's crap. Get rid of him or her in the garbage truck. All right.
Cheerio.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.